is live in just a minute.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we're careful about what we post on Facebook, we may save a marriage. In 2012, a survey of British divorce attorneys found that 30% of divorces involve Facebook. Facebook makes it easy for users to reconnect with past lovers, which can lead to physical and emotional cheating. It also contributes to jealousy and arguments because many people mistakenly believe Facebook is a safe place to vent their marital problems. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage." Now, this includes our living space as well as cyberspace. So what if this week I think twice about what I post on social media? And what if I encourage a married friend to work out his problems with his spouse face-to-face rather than online? If we're careful about what we post on Facebook, we may save a marriage. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need a ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, given the circumstances with Michael, there was only one way to do the weather starting the show, and that's
do it live!
And that's what we're going to do with Rich Thomas on the line. Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, we'll bring you up to date on the latest on Michael. Let's back up a couple hours here. And it came ashore near Panama City, actually near Mexico Beach, which is just east of Panama City, roughly 12:40. I didn't get the official time that the Weather Service put on that stamp on it yet. But the winds were 155 in the storm, so it was almost a Category 5. I mean, Category 5 starts at 157, so, my gosh, not only was this the strongest hurricane ever in the history of the Florida Panhandle, it would have been with it as a Category 4, but almost a 5 is amazing. The pressure, 919 millibars. The strongest activity as far as damage appears to be from just east of Panama City, Tyndall Air Force Base, down through Mexico Beach, Port St. Joe, the east side of Panama City really got walloped. Not to say that the rest of Panama City didn't, because there was extensive damage. In fact, it's like the fog of war. We don't even know exactly how bad it was, but we know that there were over 129-mile-an-hour winds at Tyndall Air Force Base and 130 miles per hour at Mexico Beach. Absolutely incredible. And then there's the storm surge problem, which is still ongoing now in places like Apalachicola and St. Mark's and even farther into the Big Bend area. So this storm is still underway. And by the way, the center of it now is located, it's just crossing I-10.
Yeah.
So the northern eye wall has just crossed I-10. So now I-10 is in the eye. Mariana just had a wind gust of 102 miles per hour. So in a couple of hours now, or less, this storm will be very close to where Alabama, Georgia, and Florida come together, not too far from Donaldsville, Georgia, and just to the southeast of Dothan. And so things are ramping up in Houston County right now. There is a hurricane warning in effect for Geneva, Houston, Dale, and Henry County. That's a pretty serious thing, a hurricane warning in effect for that area. So things will be ramping up. Here in the Montgomery area, the winds have been fairly light. I mean, we're talking about, I've got 7 miles per hour here right now. Let's take a look at the Montgomery Airport here. And at Montgomery, the winds are gusting right now up to about 14 miles per hour out at the airport. The airport's had 1.35 inches of rain. I've had about 1.4 inches here on the east side. So it's mainly been just a wet afternoon here in central Alabama. But the farther southeast you go, as you get towards Troy and then in towards the Dothan area, things are really going to ramp up as we go into the rest of the afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. So be very careful. Power outages could be widespread across that area.
Boy, the image on the radar is nothing short of breathtaking. Looking at that eye wall, the northern eye wall, just about over the word Mariana on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very familiar with that area because I've made 60 round trips to Florida by car, and that's where I go through.
Well, my brother just texted me from Dothan. All he said is it's very intense right now.
I'm sure it is because the northern eye wall, the outer reaches of the eye wall, are spiraling through there. And, of course, even here, while it's raining and a bit breezy, that's a pretty dramatic image looking at what's pouring through here right now.
Let me see. Right now, Dothan Airport is reporting winds gusting to 40, heavy rain at the Dothan Airport. And they've had, 1.75 inches of rain in the last couple of hours there in the Dothan area. So it's really pretty rough.
I got to say, that's one of the most amazing looking radar shots in Alabama I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I'll give you a call a little bit later on. We'll continue to update this as reports continue to come in, okay?
Appreciate it very much, Rich. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy. All right. We got to finish our opener here, and then we'll be right back. It's 8 minutes after three.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy efficient carrier system. Get a brand new carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luquire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Luquire has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Luquire, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have an uncontrollable urge to binge-watch Netflix?
Well, I mean, stranger things have happened, but my life feels as stable as a house of cards.
It sounds like you already have 13 reasons why you need to break the addiction, you maniac. Maybe you should try Hulu.
Hulu will help me get rid of that feeling like I'm lost in space?
Hulu will help you avoid a series of unfortunate events. And it's not a drug, so you don't have to worry about the narcos at your door.
Are there any side effects?
Side effects include The Handmaid's Tale and... oh, wait, that's it? Maybe you should try Amazon Prime.
What?
Trade in the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt for the marvelous Mrs. Maisel and break your Netflix addiction.
Ozark!
You may need more work than we thought.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is happy hour on this time, 93.1 FM, WACV. What a day. God. And most of the news ain't good, including the weather. I'm your gracious, occasionally trekking host, Greg. You know, my Tom-like sidekick. Hey, he's here, too.
And here they are.
Jebra, please clap.
I don't know where to start this afternoon. I was a little bit stunned to see the market take the hit it did today. And we'll get Brandt's take on it a little bit later. Any, you know, a drop that big becomes campaign fodder for the wrong team. And I was just looking at an article on Fox. Five wild Dem schemes to counter Trump's Supreme Court win. Packing the court. Well, that's an idea that goes back to Roosevelt. Because Roosevelt had, you know, come up with quite a few programs that were clearly not constitutional. And for a while there, here's Michael Avenatti, who, if God help us, if he's the guy running things. The court must be expanded to 11 seats after 2020. How do you do that? You can't just pack the, you know, raise the number of judges to suit your political whims.
I mean, constitutionally, the Congress can do that, but good luck getting that through politically.
Impeachment, that's part of their plan. That's all they've said for 2 years, based on what, I don't know. And impeaching Kavanaugh, blah, blah, blah. I heard a clip on your show coming in about the Kavanaugh thing has energized the Dems, and they've got all the...
In my honest opinion, and I think I'm right on this, I think it energized both sides, both bases.
Right. And possibly, I mean, I think the complacent group, if there was complacency anywhere, it was with conservatives, Republicans.
I agree.
And when you've got the fire and brimstone of people who you'd last expect to see it from, that to me speaks volumes. So, you know, and it seems like for the, God, almost since the day Obama was elected in 2008, there's always something coming up on the calendar that's giving us angst, and now it's another election, and the outcome of that is going to have a major impact on how the next 2 years following that plays out. And I think the abusiveness and the behavior we saw was, whoa, you know, I mean, we know politics can get ugly, but to me it got infantile. And I hope somebody on the Republican National Committee is putting together a spot of Democrat behavior with Spartacus and high school yearbooks and screaming at the sky and vagina hats and all of it. And remember one of Obama's favorite, whoa, lecturing terms was, whoa, the adults in the room. Yeah, right. How about the people who need a big pacifier stuck in their puss? Constitutional overhaul is on the list.
Okay, how do they want to overhaul the Constitution?
Well, if they overhaul the Constitution like they did health care, we're all effed.
Hold on to your lug nuts.
Bend over. It's coming. And you know what they're pissing and moaning about is the way the Senate is. They want the Senate to be like the House, so that there are like 15 senators from California.
Well, that's just stupid.
10 from New York, and maybe we get to split one with Mississippi.
Yeah. Why do we even have states?
What's the point?
Right.
And guess who's behind that? Bug eyes.
It's well past time we eliminate the Electoral College, a shadow of slavery's power in America today.
Oh, good God.
Who wrote that for you? Because you sure didn't.
Yeah, because the small, population-wise, northern states really loved slavery.
God, it's so effing stupid.
Article 3 of the Constitution says the Supreme Court justice shall hold office during good behavior. A 35-year-old allegation with no supporting evidence, not a shred, not a single thread, witness, corroborated. This is, they're just maniacal, man.
Now, I would love to
and
hear.
We just have to greet them with conservative, maniacal conservatism.
No, I really would love to hear Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. Hey, guys, why don't you stand in that Senate chamber you supposedly run together and have a, you know, 2-hour debate on the debt? And not who's to blame. What the hell are you going to do about it?
Just looking at the updated.
Because you're screwing me in my future.
I have an interesting story to tell about mine.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I was not a happy boy when I left here yesterday.
Oh, I know. I was.
In fact,
scared.
Yesterday I was.
I was scared.
Apoplectic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You talked about your gun. You grimaced at me?
Didn't mean to grimace. I was grimacing at life in general.
I know. I just was in the crossfire.
I just said that there were gusts recorded with the storm at 175 miles an hour. I mean, that's up there with...
It's like Jupiter.
But currently, they're showing 30, 40 miles an hour in Destin and Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
Place like that. So... I don't know exactly where the 155 to 75 mile an hour winds were, but we are certainly getting a good taste of Michael through here.
I will say this about Michael and the media's coverage of it, is if this is the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. mainland since 69...
Global warming.
Well, no, I'm not that affected by it, because... Every hurricane that's come through in the last few years is now, like, the biggest crisis ever. So, like, okay, this is an impressive storm. It's going to cause a lot of damage. We got to deal with that. But I have fatigue over the media's treatment of these things and how it's great television. Evacuate, while our reporters stand in the midst of the winds.
Again, yeah, it's not news. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. And everybody's trying to get the most dramatic shot.
Yep.
Reporters putting themselves somewhat in harm's way. But I'm not seeing any. I mean, it looks like we've seen storms come through here on a weekday in the summer that can be just as ferocious.
Oh, some terrible pop-up thunderstorms. What was the one that came from the north to south a few months ago? That was freaky.
That was the Paleozoic convective system that formed. Yeah, the Arrowhead storms.
That was nuts.
Yeah. I mean, and I love looking at these blogs on different websites and reading some of the comments. It's like, you could tell Soros has a team of people on Fox, you know. Okay, go after him. Boo-hoo, we can't win, so we want the rules changed regarding the story about them. We want 11 justices and not 9.
Did you hear Dershowitz's suggestion?
What?
He said make it 19.
19 judges?
And add 2 justices as long as it takes. Add until you get 10 more. So do it over 5 years. Each year you add 2. And that way, when a new justice comes up, like one retires, it dilutes how important it is. And that would actually put us on par with other nation Supreme Courts around the world.
I have the greatest respect for the man. But let's say somebody dies and there's 9 so-called conservatives and 9 so-called liberals.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be any quieter figuring out who's going to be judge number 19. It'd be just as nuts as it is now. So I don't think that eliminates the problem. I think that might put it off. Now, personally, okay, let's do it right now so yep. Trump and the Senate can approve 10 more conservative justices and they can wait it out.
I think also the current justices, and they try to say this with the nicest, you know, face and the best foot forward, but they don't give a damn about everyday politics. I don't think they do. They care about certain things that are very important to the country. But the daily, the back and forth between Democrats and Republicans, I don't think they give a crap. They have their own games they play. But they generally all get along and work together.
So, I don't know.
You're right, though. Let's change the rules. And, you know, and this is what I love about democracy. If democracy fails and has bad outcomes, how do we solve it? More democracy! God.
And what is democracy? Two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for the, who's going to...
Yeah, it's running the circus from the monkey cage.
It really is. And here, you know, the thing with the Michael TV show, which is dominating all the cable channels and so forth, in a way it's done a service because it's shut off this relentless Kavanaugh crapola.
Yes.
48 hours from now, Michael's going to be in the Atlantic Ocean, moving away. And so it's no longer a TV show. It's just an event that came and went. The global warmist will say, you know, this, well, it's the most powerful storm in history. How do you know that? Where do we have, you know, hurricane records going back 2,000, 20,000, 200,000 years? I do know this. There's a lot of ships. A lot of ships at the bottom of the sea.
Yep.
Near the Atlantic. Ships that came from Spain and other places centuries ago and got sunk in, guess what? Hurricanes. Oh, well, those were the little pre-global warming hurricanes. They could sink those crappy ships from those days. Whatever. With liberals, life tends to begin at their own birth. Because we don't teach history, we don't teach precedent, we don't teach anything along those lines. The other story that's, oh my God, it's 3:23 already.
Mm-hmm.
Now we may hear from Rich Thomas again a little bit later. But almost immediately, Michael will begin to weaken. How unusual, though, since I am so familiar with the area where the eye is now passing through, or going to be passing through in the next hour. Donaldsonville, Georgia, Mariana, all those places. Dothan getting a pretty good sideswipe from this thing. Hey, and if you know somebody that's going through this down there and you can put them in touch with us, we'd appreciate that too. You could be a virtual producer for Happy Hour.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake. I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Was here yesterday, suddenly they're here today, at the strip mall, selling blood, selling gore. It used to be JCPenney, now it's a scare factory. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store. There's a mask with bleeding eyes, severed heads and zombie brides. That's a giant blow-up ghost I'm buying for the lawn. Demonic possessed pumpkins, animatronic skeletons. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store.
It's 3 weeks from today. Already Halloween is. News Talk 93.1 November 3:26. Happy Hour, Greg and Joey. The other story that's starting to spin into different directions is the resignation of Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
I think there are some, of course, liberals. They'll make whatever they have to. She's resigning because she doesn't like Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, I think that's dumb.
That she was horrified at his confirmation and didn't want to be a party to it anymore by working for this president.
It could have been like, I don't want to do this job for that long. I think it's very possible that she maybe doesn't agree with certain positions, and she's been a good team player so far, but she doesn't want to carry the water anymore. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities.
Well, how would you like to go to New York and deal with that collection of heads?
No, I wouldn't.
No. In fact, if I were Trump, I'd just lock the door and say, go back. You ain't doing anything here. You know, they always side with Iran. Now, that's what you can pretty much count on.
Well, if we don't have the UN, everybody will go to war. Because when we've had the UN, there have been no wars.
I know.
Right.
You know, that is actually, the UN is sort of like the poster child for liberal utopia. We're all together under one roof, all the nations of the world. And what we can accomplish if we work together. Yeah, we haven't had a single war since. That's going to be a tough thing to sell. And there's also a lot of speculation that she wants to run for president in 2024. And then there's the Greg Budell theory, which I think I mentioned yesterday. Who's the of all the silent people in the Trump administration, who is the low profilist of all? Pence. Pence turns up in the news. It's not like he's, you know,
right.
But given, I mean, we always saw Joe and Obama together, right? Joe Biden. You know, remember when they were with the, they had a shovel in their hands and they were turning the dirt for all those shovel-ready jobs that weren't there?
Yeah, playing grab ass.
Spring. What was the one they called the spring of recovery or some garbage?
Summer of recovery.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. What a time of prosperity across our land that was. Unreal. But Pence, comparatively to Biden and other vice presidents we've seen in the past, been pretty quiet. And at some point, if the Trump momentum continues, you want to have a vice president that can take the mantle and take it to the next step. And somebody who could be as electrifying as Sarah Palin was initially, but somebody who wouldn't get Palinized. Because they were as brutal to that woman as you've ever seen. Katie Couric, you little snot. How's your TV career going? Oh, that's right, you're on Yahoo News or something like that. Doing colonoscopies for Yahoo or something. Didn't work out too well. Hey, we got a drawing to do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We've been so caught up. My brother's fiance and Dothan saying they're being zen, no power, but lots of candles.
Their power's out?
Yeah.
Is that new?
Yeah, I sent a photo of a gif of a Frenchie being zen and said, be zen, don't worry too much. So they're zen and no power, got candles on in the apartment.
All right, so we're you know, it's amazing. They have such high confidence in the turn, the path the storm is taking.
Yeah.
Because we're not that far away. We really aren't. We're like 60 miles from hurricane winds.
What are you going to do? Maybe I'm starting to sound like my great-grandfather. Hey, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You getting to that age already, Joey?
Yeah. I mean, well, and also it's a New Jersey thing. Like, nah, life sucks. What are you going to do?
Well, there's always...
I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God, I gotta get the bread and milk.
There's that. And we're prepared here. We have plenty of bread and plenty of milk, thanks to Food Outlet, cost plus 10%. Word for the moment, we'll take our bottom... Let's do this. We usually try to get the drawing on 3:20, but we had a chance to get Rich on live. So we've kind of pushed the hour back a little bit. So when we come back from this break, we'll find out who our latest Baumhauer's Big Shot winner is. And then we'll continue to take more names for our next drawing next week. And all people, you should know this,
if you've called once during this contest, you go into a larger pool to win a $250 catered party from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Pretty good deal. For men going through divorce, the first thing you need to do is turn it over. If that's the reality you're facing, don't try and do it yourself. It doesn't work. It's bad. The outcome for you is it's just not going to go well. Find great representation, specifically women who are experienced at representing men in matters of divorce, because there are prejudices. Oh, yes. I know in liberal land they say, well, there's no prejudice. Men, you know, all the power and all. Forget it. Especially when it comes to matters of custody. We see a lot of 1955 thinking around our state. Some people haven't acknowledged any progress. Some look at it 1955 for other purposes. You can't afford to take that exposure in a courtroom, so let these women handle all of the heavy lifting for you. Fight the battles so that when all is said and done, you have an agreement you can live with, and you can then keep focusing on yourself, because, well, we always think, well, gee, I'm single again, that could be exciting. Well, sometimes it's not. It's rarely what you think it's going to be. But you should be in a situation where they're taking care of the legal part so you can focus on the next moves you'll have to make, the changes that are coming in a divorce. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, 819-4810, 819-4810. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. And you can reach them again directly at 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 3:33 is the time. All this rain, I didn't see too much crazy driving. People were slowing up, but moving. Let's hope that continues down to the traffic dungeon for our first visit with Mr.
Waka Waka.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things have cleared up nicely all around town. All that backed up traffic that we had due to the rain a little bit ago is cleared away now. People got where they're going. There is still a little bit of slow traffic on 65 southbound right at the interchange. But other than that, everything's looking real decent so far this afternoon. Registration for mini-term B classes at Trenum State is going on until Thursday. That's tomorrow. With classes starting on Friday, Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Hurricane Michael came ashore along Mexico Beach in Florida's panhandle today at a very strong Category 4 storm with winds of 155 miles per hour. Forecasters say Michael will keep its hurricane strength as it moves into southeast Alabama and into southwest Georgia. Hurricane Michael has pushed some Gulf Coast evacuees up into the capital city's hotels. The Courtyard Marriott and Holiday Inn Express in Montgomery are already sold out for the rest of the week. An appellate court has upheld the murder conviction of a man who spent a decade in jail before going to trial. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals has upheld Karan Davis's murder conviction in the 2007 shooting death of Pete Reeves. Davis's lawyer last year called the delay a violation of the Constitution's speedy trial requirement. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Powerful Michael continues to influence Alabama's weather in a big way. Rain and squalls will continue tonight. Winds increasing and gusting up to 30 miles per hour, even here in central Alabama. Then as you go into South Alabama, you get into tropical storm warning conditions and a hurricane warning across the southeastern counties. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, the chance of showers is early in the day. The winds will decrease. Cloudy skies, but partly cloudy by afternoon. High 81. Low to mid 50s tomorrow night as a cold front moves through, then Saturday and Sunday. Look for highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A nice fall change. Stay on top of the weather with our weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Save on Macy's Columbus Day sales specials like half-carat total weight diamond stud earrings, $199. Junior's coats, regularly $69.50 to $89.50, now $50 and under. Men's designer suits and sport coats, 60 to 70% off. KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer, $199.99, now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're all set? Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
So much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 50.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network. And all Blue Water radio stations.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird.
I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I am afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick-or-treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
The American Music Awards featuring Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, who had, for whatever reason, I don't know who told her to do it, this is a good idea, told her fellow Tennesseans to get registered and vote because she was terrified of what's happening with the Kavanaugh thing. She's afraid of a man who probably didn't do anything 35 years ago. That's kind of what it boils down to, let's be honest here. Well, she was the featured star at the American Music Awards last night, and guess what? The ratings for the show dropped 29%. So, wake the F up, you idiots. We don't care what you think, and when you do tell us what you think, you're more likely to lose us than to influence us. And yeah, there was a spurt in voter registration in Tennessee and stuff. And I hear all the talking heads, wow, the Kavanaugh thing is going to have the Dems all fired up. Good. Good. That just means we'll have to get them bigger pacifiers. Because their mouths are open and all that comes out is noise. So, here you go. She's the featured performer at the American Music Awards and the show. I mean, 30%. That's not an insignificant loss. That's huge. In terms of ratings, in terms of what sponsors are looking to buy, they're probably going to have to rebate some of the people that sponsored that show on TV because they didn't meet their, you know, their given audience goals. By the way, just looking at that, what an amazing buzzsaw of a storm Michael was when it came. Yesterday, tell me if I'm not correct on this.
Okay.
As we were sitting here, remember towards the end of the show, we saw the last satellite images with the clouds. And what did we see? Not only did we see a very visible eye wall develop, but the clouds around it basically filled the entire Gulf all the way up past us. Because it's part of one big engine. And we are in the outflow. We are in the exhaust part of that storm. What's a good minute? We are in the exhaust part of Michael. So, I said on the air, I said, I really think this one has a chance to be a 4 when it makes landfall. Because it was just a perfect-looking storm. And nobody wants to see damage done to people's homes and properties and businesses. And
right.
I think the area where the immediate, you know, in the immediate eye wall, they're going to be going. Bob Baumhauer took me through the area that Ivan hit back in 2005.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to see how much damage was still evident. Buildings that were like flattened from north or from south going towards the north, obviously from the wind and storm surge, that had yet to be demolished and moved so they could be rebuilt. It was pretty jaw-dropping, to say the least. So this one has maintained its eye wall as it makes landfall into southwest Georgia. It's a pretty area down there. It's tiny. You got, I think the first town you see when you cross the Alabama-Georgia border is Donaldsonville, and then there's Bainbridge a little further to the east, and Bainbridge is where I pick up Highway 27 down to Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just tiny little towns, cute little farm homes, things like it. It's very relaxing. There's Climax along the way, too, somewhere in that.
One would hope.
I know. I stood under the Climax sign.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did say that yesterday. I remember seeing that image of the clouds just kind of appear in the satellite image. But to show, folks, like, even when Greg's in an intemperate mood, overcome with fits of rage and maybe possibly self-loathing, he has incredible foresight when it comes to the weather and airplane routes.
Was I intemperate?
Just a bit.
I was at the beginning yesterday. I was very discouraged and angry and pissed.
But today,
and I
want to
talk
good.
About that in yeah. a second here.
We need to do our drawing here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right.
Bomb hours, big shots.
I hate to tell you this, but...
Join.
The basket of chips is up there on the old funnel cabinet.
Got it.
Thank you. All right, let's see who's going to win a party tray of wings and a gallon of red dye. A diamond ice tea from Bomb Hours. And the winning number is... 15.
Todd B.
Todd B. You are a winner.
Well done, Todd B.
This is Happy Music Todd. You're the winner of a party-sized tray of wings from Bomb Hours Victory Grill and a gallon of Red Diamond Iced Tea.
You know what I would do with that tray? Screaming Eagle. I can't talk like that. I seriously can't.
Whenever you say you know what you would like to do with that of anything,
yeah.
The first thought is up somebody's butt.
Oh, yeah.
So, Todd, you've got a week. We would prefer sooner than later to call us at 272-9228. Claim your winnings. Todd B. All right. Little old lady's on the phone.
Yes, it's me.
Hi.
Hi, I'm still an LOL.
LOL.
I'm getting older. But I was calling just to be silly with all these names, all these male names that they're giving these horrendous storms. And I remember Andrew that hit the same area back, 94, something like that. I figured we ought to call him Himmicanes.
She's cute.
You're
adorable.
You're amazing.
I mean, you have taken a page right out of the Rich Thomas chapter.
So, well, I didn't get through with...
You also did something else. You're the first caller in this week's Bomb Hour Big Shot drawing.
Really?
You'll get number one. You'll get the number one chip.
I don't know that I've ever been number one, but I'll take it.
What's your month and day of birth?
Yeah.
9/5.
All right.
Oh, happy belated. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're welcome. We're welcome anytime. I didn't get through to you on the day that they decided, the Dems decided that Kavanaugh needed another FBI research investigation, because I was really hot that day, and I decided that if he was going to do that to Kavanaugh, he should have ordered FBI investigations on all 10 of those lily-white Dems that wanted it.
Well, I mean, that was the most offensive thing of all. It's one thing if somebody makes an allegation, you look into it. But they wanted a specific outcome. They were demanding that. People like Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, who lied about serving in Vietnam. Cory Booker, who in his own admission published the story of his own sexual assault as a teenager. And there... Hey, Spartacus, how'd that work out for you? I think he and Landria Cocktex Corsese are dating because they both got the same eye issue.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy
eyes.
They are just, they're just evil. They're just evil.
They
and
are
I don't know
evil.
Why.
That's
I don't know
they
why
are.
They're not under investigation. And Feinstein and Combs and all of them.
I hope they have plans for those people because what they did, I don't know if that's obstructing justice, but I would like to see them. Getting a slap on the wrist from the Senate body is not enough. I want to see Feinstein's ugly old butt in the slammer. That's what I want. Teach them.
Well, they're all a bunch of evil souls, and they're forming, you know, rioting and all that, and they're blaming it on Trump and the conservatives.
Well, is there anything?
What happened? Was it in Portland, Oregon?
Oh. Yeah, I was looking at a story about Portland just a few minutes ago. I got to run, but I will get that story in. Thanks for calling, LOL. We appreciate it. Let's get to Kyle at 351.
Hey, Greg.
Hello.
There is a great video. You can pull it up on YouTube. I actually watched it on TV about 10 years ago. And I can't remember whether it was on the History Channel or the Weather Channel, but it's about the strongest hurricane to ever make landfall in the United States. And it was the Labor Day hurricane, I believe, of 1931.
35.
And it, 35, yes, Florida Keys.
Came across the Florida Keys with 200-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, yeah.
And had the force to lift a freight train off its tracks.
Oh, yeah. That train was sent from Miami down to Key West to rescue former United States soldiers who were actually working
on the overseas highway, yes.
Yeah. And it killed them all. But they, in this video, they interview, it's about 7, 8, 9 survivors, who obviously are like in their 80s or 90s at the time of the interview. But it's very interesting. And like this one man, he lost over 40 of the 50-something people in his family. And they told personal accounts of what happened to them.
I saw that special.
And there's one man, his sister and her baby were found like over 40 miles away. Mm-hmm. And it was ripping the clothes off of people. People were just totally naked because the wind was ripping their clothes off.
And when the, when the storm surge receded, the trees looked like they were growing human bodies on the branches. There were so many people clung onto a tree as the surge was coming in and ended up stuck in it, drowning in it, because the water was, I think, 30 feet above normal level.
Yeah, and they have a monument down there somewhere in the Keys.
I've been there.
But it's very interesting. I think it's about, half an hour, 45 minutes long, something like that, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of in the Central Keys, about midway between Key Largo and Key West.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being caught in a hurricane with sustained winds that were, I believe they said 210 miles.
Have you heard a word I've said? I've said all of this.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
No, in fact, when you go to the monument, if you're ever driving down to the Keys, if you go to that monument, they have a comparative there, so you can look up and see just how high the water was that day. So if you can't envision 30 feet, you can stand there at the monument, and geez, it's just amazing. Because the trees aren't that tall. It's palm trees, mostly, and key lime trees and stuff like that. And those don't grow particularly tall. But they're strong, and the trees held, but nothing else did. And they were just looked
so
like
you
were,
think you think about Michael, and it's like 50, 55 mile an hour slower winds than that hurricane had.
I know. Here's the thing, and thanks for the call, Kyle. Michael is a very historic storm in terms of landfall and wind speed, but again, I don't know what the specific math equation is, but for every 10 miles an hour you go up exponentially, that increases by 100 times the potential damage. Hmm. So a 150-mile-an-hour storm compared to 200, there is no comparison, just like there's really no comparison between 100. But what storm do you think is going to have do the most damage? It's already happened. It was Florence. Florence made landfall with relatively low winds compared to this thing, but it stayed and stayed and stayed, and so rain and flooding. Hurricane Andrew, as ferocious as it was moving at 17 miles an hour. So while it was holy hell and raging for a 3 to 4 hour period, it moved so quickly, it dropped officially two and a third inches of rain. You can get that in 20 minutes in a typical South Florida summer thunderstorm. So it's all relative. It's all relative, and it's got nothing to do with the car you're driving. That I can assure you. 3:55, we'll hit the traffic dungeon shortly. Hopefully, the people that tried to leave got out yesterday and were part of that heavy traffic flow. But for the most part, it seemed like everything stayed relatively orderly. Now, we are going to have our Baumhauer's gathering tonight, but we're certainly not going to blame people who don't want to come. We've seen some really dangerous rain situations. Had one on my birthday a couple of weeks back.
Oh, yeah.
It just depends. We're going to be monitoring conditions. We'll get one more phone call in with Rich Thomas, and we'll take it from there. On News Talk 93.1 FM, our most electrifying moment coming out. The other part of your comfort, in addition to staying dry, is, and boy, at last I got a screen door for my birthday. And after this weather passes through, I'm going to be able to open the inside door with the screen, and this 55-degree air is going to be come funneling into the house, and I cannot wait.
Looking forward to it myself.
That's the payoff with a situation like this, and this cold front is sparing us. The timing of this cold front is what's keeping Michael from coming up, making landfall like Ivan did and passing directly over Montgomery, like it did in 2004. So it's not only saved us, but it's going to change our weather to be so much more tolerable. In the meantime, and we'll have colder days, who can forget January 17th when we woke up and saw a winter wonderland? You never know. But whatever the case, make sure that the comfort of you and your family is guaranteed and in the capable hands of Clark's. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership. It's $159. You get two annual tune-ups. Somebody comes to the house, goes through your system, looks for anything that might need a tweak or repair. See if they did the last one for me. There was a lot of goop around the filter, and that was causing my system to run very inefficiently. It could have been worse if they hadn't found that. It could have caused the system to burn out, and then you got to replace it. Nobody wants to pay that bill. Clark's also has you covered with great plumbers, too, and people who are the best at what they do and have also passed rigorous background checks and are drug tested on an ongoing basis. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. We have traffic, Fox News, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. An accident on 65 southbound at the interchange. You can see it's kind of rough ramping off of 85 southbound onto 65 southbound. It is kind of crowded up there, so be very careful in that area. Also, some heavy traffic over around Atlanta Highway and the Boulevard, and also over on North Boulevard around Jackson Ferry Road. Not seeing too much on the 31s right now, and it looks like 65, other than right at the interchange, is rolling along pretty well. Where can you shop and there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. At the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, it's another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit